Om Shanti. On behalf of all of the youth, we would like to give a big, heartfelt welcome to Didi Nirmala for being with us this afternoon. So thank you for being with us. For those of you who haven't met Didi before, she's the instrument in charge of Jan Srovar, among many other responsibilities, and she has this speciality of being incredibly honest, having a very clear heart with Baba, being very direct, and so this is a speciality we at the retreat and the youth especially appreciate. So the topic for today's session is about truth and honesty with ourselves and the heart, having that relationship. And just to clarify the plan for the rest of this evening, we'll have Didi with us here until 6 o'clock, and then we'll all be joining the bigger group at 6:30 for meditation in Harmony Hall, and the gift ceremony will start at 7. So those are the plans for today.
So yes, it's different from what you have on your schedule, so when everything changes in Madhuban Bhat, we'll have the wonderful opportunity to have Didi answer your questions. So there's benefit. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Today part of the journey is on honest conversations. And I've always appreciated on this journey to know exactly what I need to do so that the heart is clear, the mind is clear, and the journey becomes easy. So some of you have given some questions, and I thought it would be lovely first for Didi to share a little, and then we'll look at those questions and let Didi answer them. Welcome, Didi.
Om Shanti. Which is the best policy? Honesty is the best policy. It needs courage to be honest. Especially if someone has made mistake. To go and tell the senior, or when Brahma Baba was there, to go and tell to Brahma Baba that I had done following mistake. It would require a lot of courage, because people are body conscious. They feel shy to talk about their weakness and mistake. But Baba used to love those who are honest children. So we have to see that first and foremost, I have to be honest with myself. Because in Brahman life, we are supposed to keep chart. So see myself honestly. And then reveal it in my chart. Because we are so much used to hide our weakness. So now to express it, we need to make a habit. So see my honest chart, write it, and our aim is to improve ourselves. Because unless I know my weakness, I can't change it. Unless I know my virtues, I can't have self-respect. So we have to see both our weakness as well as our speciality. Because unless we see our speciality, we feel, I'm no good. Because our sanskar of comparing and competing with others is such deep that if we see little bit negative side of ourselves, we are not happy about it. So we have to see our both sides. And with yoga power and determination, we have to change ourselves. Baba is known as truth. And He has given us true knowledge. Reminded us that we are souls. And as a soul, we are all brothers. So I had to see myself and check whether I have that brotherly vision for everybody. Soul conscious. My relationship with everybody as brothers. And at the most, brothers and sisters. So neither we should have any attachment to anyone. Because today also Baba was saying, the main maya or obstacle or bondage is subtle attachment, dependency, thinking this is the one who is my friend or cooperative, soul for Baba's service. So sometimes we become attached to one individual. And it's very subtle. In fact, in Jnana, Baba is my only friend. Others are brothers. So no one is my enemy apart from Maya, and no one is my friend apart from Baba. Yes. Good relationship with everybody. Spiritual love for everybody. And when there is love, many qualities come. Which qualities come with the love? With love, which quality come? Huh?
Acceptance.
Acceptance. What else? Huh?
Cooperation.
What else?
Good wishes.
Huh?
Good wishes.
Good wishes. What else?
Trust.
Huh?
Trust. Trust. To trust.
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 Trust. Acha. What else?
Respect.
So, and which qualities we will, which weaknesses we will avoid? If there is love, which vices we will avoid? jealousy, hatred, animosity, dislike, we are able to avoid competition and comparison and all. This we will avoid. Just as no parents love children. And if children are doing very well, parents are proud. They are not jealous. Parents might not be educated, but when children get degree, they say, oh, my boy got Bachelor of Science or Bachelor of Arts or something like that. So they are proud that their children are doing good. The same thing, if there is that love, then there is no jealousy. So Baba has brought us all together from different color, culture, nationality, religion, etc. But created that bond of spiritual love. And so what we need to do is love everybody, whoever they are. But not be dependent on them. Not allow any attachment. Loving and detached. That should be one of our qualities. So, in the early days, what happened was it was when Brahma Baba was there. So he used to say, whenever you eat, before that remember Baba. So once what happened? That brother Anand Kishore, he ate ice cream without remembering Baba. So then he told Baba, I forgot to remember Baba. And he was expecting Baba will give another ice cream and say, okay, remember Baba and eat ice cream. And once it happened, Nirvar Bhai was in Mumbai. And at the same time, Brahma Baba was there. He was new, but that he was naturally, in those days, brothers were asked to do all small tasks. So Dadi Pushpa Shanta, who was around there, she gave 100 rupees to Nirvar Bhai to go and buy fruits. So from museum where our center was, Crawford Market was good market for fruit, and it would be about 45 minutes walk. So he thought, let me save money by going to via bus. So he started walking. And whilst he was going on the street, he saw a crowd. So he went to see what is happening. So there was some gambling happening. So he got trapped. He started gambling. And as you know, as the gambler loses, he thinks, let me play more so that I can cover up. And he lost all 100 rupees. So he came back empty-handed and told Dadi, "Dadi, I lost all 100 rupees. So Dadi says, "Don't tell me, go and tell Brahma Baba." So he told Brahma Baba, "Baba, I lost 100 rupees whilst gambling." And you know what Baba said? Dipti, you know? Because in Bombay there are horse races. And in horse races, people lose thousands of rupees. So he said, "It's nothing, 100 rupees. But don't play anymore." So Baba used to forgive those who were honest. And he used to love them. It happened to me once also. I was coming by train from Mumbai to Madhuban. And usually we used to come in April, May, mango season. So I was coming with a group, because I was like a guide, coming with a group of 10, 15, I don't remember how many people. And because in those days, I used to stay in Kandivali, we had to go to Bombay Central. From Bombay Central, we take train and we come to Ahmedabad, change in Ahmedabad, then Abu Road, then take bus and then bus to bus stop, then the bullock cart will pick up our luggage. Now, when I was at Bombay Central, the sister from main Bombay city, they sent basket of small mango basket, maybe dozen. So we had to change so many places. And in those days, we used to bring bucket, trolley container, bedding. In the train we needed bedding. Here there were not so many buckets in each room. Nowadays we have 2 buckets in one bathroom. In those days we used to bring plastic bucket and mug. And 7-8 people or whatever number of people, their luggage to get down here and there and everywhere. So I forgot that mango basket somewhere. And after coming to Madhavan, I remembered that Nimuben had given me basket of mango. I don't know where I have forgotten. So after coming back and having shower, and when I met to Baba, I said, "Baba, I'm sorry, I've forgotten that mango basket somewhere." Baba says, "It's all right." But Baba loved my honesty. So the thing is, when we confess our mistake, Baba says, you become light and you receive help from Baba. Because if we keep our mistake inside us, then what happens? Then there is guilty feeling. Yoga is not good. And so it's best to share our mistake and remain light, so that that yoga is accurate and Baba gives help. So we have to see that we follow honestly all Baba's directions and not give excuses. Because sometimes we know what is to be done, but we are not doing it, and then give excuse, oh, because of this I have done this, because of this I have done this. So we try to prove that we are right. So Baba always says, don't try to prove. Don't keep on arguing what you are doing is right, or what you have done is the only solution that you could do. So have that aim to check whatever you are doing. Before doing, before thinking, before talking, check. Check whether you are talking truth, doing what Baba expects or what Srimad says, and then go and speak or do something. Because Brahman life is attention and checking. Keep on paying attention what you are thinking, what you are talking, what you are doing. And then you'll find you are progressing. Otherwise, you may not progress. So Baba wants us to be like him. And as Baba was honest and honestly followed Srimad, he was able to reach that highest stage. So whenever you give your chart, you give it a chart or not?
We've introduced the chart. Yes, you're doing your chart?
Give
the
chart
beginning.
To whom? Baba. How many of you give chart? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay.
Didi, just before we go into question answers, I have a question, and it's in relation to the Murali this morning.
In relation to?
Murali. The Murali this morning. Baba said the first bondage is attachment to somebody. This is the one. What if nowadays I hear it's the opposite? This isn't the one. You understand? There is somebody that really doesn't like this person. It could be student-teacher relationship. But they have this feeling for the person, this is not the one. And complete rejection from their heart. So, is that also attachment and bondage?
It's not attachment. When we are negative, it's dislike or hatred. So neither there should be special liking for anybody, nor should there be dislike for anybody. Baba says you have to love each and everyone. So we need to have that spiritual love for each and everyone, whoever are around. And we should be able to work together with everybody. Main thing is, we should be able to get along with everybody. That is possible when we are looking at the speciality of that individual. When we see their weakness, we say, oh, this is not good, this is not good, this I can't do with this person, etc. But when we see their speciality, yes, Baba's each and every child has got some specialities. I remember we used to have RC meeting in Dadi's cottage, and many times Dadi Janki used to join us. Sometimes Dadi Prakashmani used to join us. So once Dadi Janki asked Dadi Prakashmani, "Dadi, give the chart of all these sisters. Give them suggestion what they should change." And Dadi said, "No, all are good." Dadi was so positive, "All are good. All are good." And once it happened that Dadi Janki or somebody talked about Madhubanvasis, that some Madhubanvasi are like that, some Madhubanvasi are like that, etc. And Dadi said, "But 95% are good, no? 5% up and down, it's all right." So Dadi Prakashmani was always very positive and looking at virtues of each one. As Baba says, each of my child is special. The same drishti Dadi Prakashmani had for everybody. Each one is special. So the thing is, Baba's children are special, and each and every plays some role. Just as sometimes Baba gives an example of tape recorder. Even small screw is important. Or in the house you are building, each and every brick is important. If one is missing, there will be hole. So each and every Brahman may have some weakness, no doubt, but they have got some specialities. And if we look at their specialities, we will love them. We won't dislike them. There will be traffic control naturally, or you have to play by traffic control. Aap hi bajenga ya bajana padenga?
We can just have 1 minute silence, and then you can, Dipti Ben, start interview.
Om Shanti. So these are some of the questions that they have asked, and they want clarity with it. Please share if eating chips, bread, biscuits are okay if they are machine made and eggless.
As far as I know, when they are frying the chips, they might be frying in the same oil fish also. And so personally I think chips are not good. Breads, it is fine. Biscuits are fine. If they are machine made, eggless, they are fine. But chips I wouldn't buy from outside.
Lace. Yeah.
But do you know whether they are cooked in a fish oil or not? Same thing. Fish, they might be. Huh? You are sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that is there, it's fine. But it is better to, it's easy. Huh? Chips are easy to make it at home.
You're talking about the crisps. Huh? You know, you have crisps. Potato crisp and Lay's crisp.
You have to find out
mm.
for sure.
Even the spices, there may be onion garlic.
Yeah. In the spices, they are sometimes they specify, but other times they don't. Okay. Are friends or colleagues hugging each other against celibacy?
In certain culture, I know Spanish culture, especially South American and all, it's very common to hug everybody, anybody, everybody. To that extent, I remember when I toured South America, everybody will kiss on either my hand or on my cheek. And however you may tell, still they will keep it on doing.
Yeah.
Just as in India and Asia, they will touch your feet, even if you announce. If they see seniors, older people, etc., they will touch your feet. So, ideally, it's not good. It's body consciousness, no? Hugging and kissing and all. And gradually what happens is there may be impure drishti and vision and all. Because it gradually advances, no? First there is attraction, then attachment, then lust. So try to not, because nowadays even males can have male partner, means they can be attracted to male, female can be attracted to female, and so many people are getting. In so many countries, marriage is also allowed, legal. So, more we become subtle. Because if you see, yajna system is giving drishti. Share love through drishti. That's the yajna system. I remember... In early days, dadis, when they used to come overseas, no? They wouldn't shake hand also with VIP. They will just first start doing this, so that the opposite person also starts doing this. So, it's up to you and your culture, but I think most of here people are from Asia, no? Anybody from Spain or South America?
Israel is also quite hugging.
They don't.
They do
hugging.
They do a lot of hugging.
So those, they have that culture, it's fine. They have to do it. But otherwise, Asians, we don't do it.
Sometimes you are in a situation where you have to make a decision of either getting married and that life or the Brahman life. And if internally you aren't sure what you want fully and there's a lot of time pressure on you, what options do you have?
You have to make decision. Brahman life, at certain age, you have to make decision. I think by the age of 22, 24, you must make decision. Because otherwise, you're neither here nor there. And you have to see how much benefit is there in Brahman life, how much benefit or loss is there in a Laukic life. For me, at the age of 17, I told my parents, either I study medicine or get engaged also. Because in 1955, first parents say, get engaged. Then let them get married soon. Then children. And then they say, okay, mother's duty is to look after children first. So I told my father, I don't want to study medicine and spend 7 years after school certificate, study medicine, such a hard study, and then look after two or four family members. I said, I don't want to do that. If I study medicine, I want to practice it. Otherwise, what's the point? So, because I had seen, my sister was married, then separated. The husband left. When she came to deliver the second child, husband didn't even invite her back. So I had seen marriage is just, no, at least they think it's just changing the shoes, changing the wives. In India, it's, they value woman as a shoe. And so you have to decide as how you want to use your life in a worthwhile way. Sometimes it's not easy for males because they are so pampered, no? Mother cooks, washes, irons. And it happened, no? In Mumbai, there was one brother very serviceable. He was most of the time at the center and he was staying quite far away from center. And morning, evening he was in center and shopping and doing all errands at the center and going job. Then he thought, I need wife to do my washing and ironing. So after about 10-15 years in Gyan, he got married. Then he came to Gyan again after having 2-3 kids. So Ram Shlok always laughs. He says, people come first single, and then after marriage they come 4 people together. So they get married to bring 3 more in. But they lose so many years. Main thing is, they lose so many years. For sisters in India it's easy. They can surrender and be center vasis and no need to have job and home and all, but brothers, little bit difficult. But overseas, we have many centers with brothers. Many countries looked after by brothers. So in overseas is not a problem, neither for sisters, because sisters are working. Otherwise, when they are dependent on parents, parents force to get married. And that's why right from beginning, those who wanted not to get married, Baba used to advise, be self-sufficient. Have some job and your own income. Then parents are not worried. Even after becoming doctor, when I said to my father, I don't want to get married, he said, okay, I'm not worried. Because you are earning as a doctor, so I'm not worried. So the thing is, what we need to do is to make first decision of ourselves and then convince our parents that this is the right path I have chosen. Maintain good relationship, very essential to maintain good relationship and be sensible. Then parents will say, okay, whatever you want to do, okay, do. I'm happy for you to be happy. So that should be the situation.
And I suppose you have to be most comfortable in yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're not comfortable and then you're asking, what should I do? Obviously, you're going to get the opposite response.
Yeah, because if you are not sure, parents will sure push you. Take this path or that path. But sometimes parents in Gyan, in India I've seen, parents in Gyan, and the boy was surrendered in center, they pulled him out, got him married.
Mm-hmm. So the next 3 questions are quite yogi questions after all the practicalities. How do you describe catching signals from Baba?
Now, because that is, that's usually the question is, whether it's my opinion or Baba's direction, Manmat or Srimat. Now, if it is signal from Baba, or direction from Baba, or catching from Baba, then what will happen? everything will go smoothly. Everyone will cooperate. But if it is my idea, there will be opposition and obstacles. And so we have to see, keep the intellect clean and clear. And then I can catch the signal. Just as if you are keeping your telephone line busy, nobody can send you message or ring you. So if I am keeping my line busy, then Baba cannot send me signal. And so sit in silence in meditation when you want to make decision, and you will be able to catch Baba's signal.
Next question, how to maintain the faith that Baba will bring me to my best future? Does it depend on my karma for whole births?
First, you should have this faith that this is the knowledge taught by Baba. This is Baba who is giving direction. Srimat is Baba's. If you have faith, then Baba is guaranteeing that I will make you master of the world. I will make you ever healthy, wealthy and happy. He is giving guarantee. But to have full faith in Baba or not will depend on somebody's karma or fortune. If people have fortune, are fortunate enough, they will have faith, they will follow the direction, and they will reach the destination of becoming master of the heaven. So you need to have faith first. That this is no one else but God is teaching. It's not the sisters who are teaching or dadis who are teaching. Baba is teaching us. And these are Baba's directions. We should have that full faith. And faith will be based on your experience. More you experience Baba in meditation and in your practical life. Because we say Baba is protector. And people in many difficult situations they are seeing how Baba has helped them and they remain safe. Earthquake, tsunami, volcano, accidents. How many Baba's children have remained safe? Because you must be listening to the news, especially Twin Tower story you must have heard, how Ram Prakash was in the same building, but at below level. He could come out safely, bring few people out safely. And I got hundreds of examples as how Baba protected so many Brahmins, head-on collision, car accident, aeroplane, the engine had fire, and American sisters, she was the first to move out from burning aeroplane. So there are so many examples, earthquake, tsunami. In tsunami, in 6 hours, 23,000 people died across 6 continents. Not a single Brahmin died. And not even their houses damaged. And on the contrary, the fishermen who had lost their boat and many things, they came to Jnana.
Yeah.
In Sri Lanka, they came to Jnana and they became vegetarian. Fishermen, they kept on fishing but became vegetarian. So I got many, many examples, and especially when you have good meditation and experience Baba's love, family's love, peace, happiness, health, then naturally you know this is Baba who is helping you. And especially observing celibacy, staying in a family. We have got thousands of such examples, which is impossible has become possible. Difficult has become easy. So the thing is, when you experience yourself, then nobody can shake you. If you are just listening, not experiencing, then your foundation is not so strong.
So the last question, Didi. Please share some steps to increase the power of visualization in yoga.
You don't need to visualize all the time. But you must experience. Some people are visual and they can easily visualize. So they can visualize, I am the point of light, I am traveling across a sky, going to the subtle region, going to the soul world, etc. They can visualize. But if you can't visualize, don't worry. But you must experience. Experience is must and everybody should have. So start churning. And see the difference between laukik and alaukik. Because if you want to experience Baba's love, experience with jnana, first turn jnana, what Baba gives you, what he has brought on his palm, how much we defamed him. You are omnipresent, you are cat and dog and stone and pebble, and we try to defame him knowingly, unknowingly. But the same time Baba comes all the way from Paramdham to help us, purify us. So isn't it his love? If you defame someone, abuse someone, will he help you? And how much Baba gives us. So thinking as what he does for us, naturally we will develop love. So develop love, develop relationship and experience peace, happiness, whatever Baba is, ocean of that, you have to experience it. Experience all relationship, and then your faith will be deep. Otherwise, sometimes some people after 10 years of jnana, they say, I never experienced Baba's love, and they live young. So the thing is, experience will make your foundation strong. Okay?
Thank you, Devi.
Anybody has a last question? Yes.
You repeat now.
How can we make sure that you will experience the seed stage? What is the
real
stage?
When Baba says you must experience the seed stage, what is the seed stage? How do you experience it?
Seed stage is, soul is seed, just as Baba is the seed of the Kalpa tree. We are point of light. So when you are in a seed stage, you are aware I am soul. You don't have to remind. Because in the beginning we say, I am a soul, I am a peaceful soul, I am a child of ocean of peace. Something like you start churning, reminding I am peaceful soul. But then you stabilize in that soul consciousness. And you are so much merged in one of the Baba's powers. It may be love, peace, happiness, joy, bliss, whatever it is. So when you are in that seed stage, you feel as if you are in a soul world, point of light. Feel. It's feeling, not thinking. In seed stage there are no thoughts, just feeling. So you feel as if you are in front of Baba and you are being showered by Baba's different powers.
Didi, I'm away. It's 6 o'clock. But do you have a few more extra minutes?
Okay.
So let's use this time to ask Didi whatever we want clarity on. So how do we keep the balance?
How
do we keep the balance of knowing the updates in the world, things that are growing in the world, and yet not be influenced by it?
You have to remain observer of the drama. If you remain observer and be with Baba, means you have to be really having full faith in drama. Whatever is happening, accurate, beneficial. So having that awareness, you are observing it. Then you won't be influenced. Because we are not Buddha, no? Crazy people or Buddha people, they don't understand the seriousness of some situation. So we do understand seriousness of situation if the situation is serious. But at the same time, we know this is to happen. Whatever is happening is according to drama and there is some benefit in it.
And I also find that sometimes you don't have to go into too much detail. I remember when I was at university lecturing, I needed current news every day because I needed natural updates. But you don't go into the detail. If you are aware, you'll catch the essence and it will make you very relevant without you going into detail.
So you're not wasting your time?
Yeah.
And absorbing more negativity from that detailed situation.
Another question? Brothers? This is your opportunity, yes. Can you describe about unlimited disinterest?
Mainly, compared to what we were interested in before jhana. Interested in movies, music, eating, dancing, touring around, shopping. So we have to see now, because otherwise we were interested in those things. Now, don't consider yourself to be young, because otherwise you say, oh, no. Many people say, oh, Brahma Baba, he started observing all this celibacy and all these things. He had marriage, he had children, he did everything. So naturally, he was not interested in the world. But now, whilst being young, you have to remind you are no more any young. You have had 84 births, so many births. And if you renouncing the present pleasures, what you are going to get in future, compared to dresses in golden age, what are the modern dresses? Compared to 36 varieties food every day, what are the crisps and chocolate and ice cream and cake and all, what is it? So if you have that clear knowledge about golden age or the future, then Kali Yuga pleasures are nothing. If you are enjoying Baba's company, meditation, jnana, then you wouldn't want to enjoy worldly, temporary things, because worldly things are temporary. As soon as the food goes in the mouth, beyond mouth, the taste finished.
So he's asking that if I'm making effort with the feeling that in the golden age I'll have a good palace and I'll have lots of nice clothes, is that kind of effort still not based on greed?
Not based on?
Greed.
Not greed. What you are doing is on the basis of greed now. If you are renouncing, it's understanding I'm getting much more better. If you are getting something better, no, if you are getting better job, you renounce your old job which is too much strenuous or tension, stressful, etc. So you will renounce, isn't it? That's sensible, isn't it? Same thing, if you are getting so much, if you see the fortune, renunciation is not too much. Renunciation of few years. For you it's only few years. Few years in jnana, isn't it? And few years remaining. So for you, renunciation for 10-15 years and fortune of 2,500 years. If you are really sensible and business-minded, calculating what you are getting and what you are giving up, you will definitely give up.
So sometimes we're making effort in the way that we think, in the future I will receive that. That is fine. But what about the fortune of the present moment? Because at this time too, we have good experiences. So how do you keep both?
You mean they have to force to renounce, or you mean forcing which way?
No, not forcing, but
But you are enjoying now. That's what I
yes.
told.
Yes.
Okay, you are enjoying yoga. You are enjoying Baba's company. You are enjoying Baba's jnana.
Mm.
You are enjoying Brahman company. Dhamma bhojan. Everything we are enjoying. We are not really putting ourselves as a renunciate. We are, everything is easy. Hmm? Raj Yoga is easy, easy jnana, easy yoga, and we are doing everything. Apart from renouncing some things which were not helping, just as no alcoholic may think that's the only thing that would give me happiness. So that's what we used to do. With temporary happiness, we used to be happy. But now we know what is permanent happiness. Why not renounce the temporary pleasures?
So sometimes a brother or a sister from the center asks for monetary seva,
voluntary.
To give money.
Money?
Yeah. Mm. Is that service of the yajna or is it taking, because they're using it for their personal needs?
They need it for personal.
Yeah.
If it is personal, it's personal accounts. If you are giving for Baba's service.
But our intention is for Baba's service because they are a part of the Brahman family service.
Okay, your intention is not there. It is you're doing personal favor to somebody, no? So you are creating accounts with that individual. What usually people do is, suppose, now, for example, some poor people can't come to Madhuban. So, some people who have got enough money, they pay ticket for that individual. Provided that individual is serviceable. Follow? So that way, those who are serviceable souls, if you are doing something, favor, with awareness that they are serving Baba, so on behalf of Baba I am giving, then it's not karmic account. Follow? But if you think, I have mercy for this soul, I want to help this soul, then it's different. But those who are serviceable, not earning, surrendered in center, not earning, then naturally, if you are doing something, having awareness, I am giving it to Baba. So keep Baba always between.
And I suppose, there shouldn't be a personal exchange.
Yeah.
You always do it via the center, or you give the money to the center to say, for so and so we can pay. But if it's coming out of the center, then there's no personal exchange. Is that
and
the karma?
Many times people don't even let people know that I'm giving money. They just give it through center.
Yeah. Didi, there's a big issue. And it came up a couple of days ago in a conversation where souls, because now more and more maybe people's weaknesses are surfacing, karmic accounts are being settled, souls are in conflict with their teacher and instrument. So they don't want to go and hear the Murali. They think it's better to stay at home, read the Murali. So can you say a bit about that? If they don't get on with their center in charge, or they don't get on with their main teacher, then they decide, no, why should we go to Murali? We can read our Murali at home.
Not having good relationship with somebody is not good. And missing Murali because of individual or sanskars or relationship is missing something. So So best is go to center, listen to Murli. This is Baba's Murli. Listen and don't interact with that soul if you are not happy. Or go to other center, because most of the cities may have multiple centers. So if you are not happy with this center, go to another center. But listening Murli is very essential, and it's different when you listen it in the center with spiritual company of others, get inspiration from the example of others.
So Didi, what would you encourage, because in the retreat some have shared that they can only go to the center maybe over the weekend, or they can only go two or three times a week, because that's when their parents go, or sometimes it's not possible. Here they're listening every day, and it's good, but when they're back, it's not regular.
Depends on circumstances nowadays, and especially students, because these people are young students, and there is so much pressure from studies and logics, especially Asians, studies first, logic first, achievement in logic life. So it depends on that, but mainly, even if they don't go to center every day, at least make it point that having Amritvela and Murli in the morning before doing anything else. That should be there. Okay?
Thank
you. So let's have 2 minutes meditation and finish it.
And there's blessings, Didi, that you can give everyone. So thanks to Didi. I've always appreciated the clarity and the genuineness with which Didi shares. Didn't you find it helpful?